Welcome to the DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Into the Wild, where we're looking at the life of Moses. And during the series, we're really looking at how God brings his people from bondage into freedom. At this point in the story of Moses' life, what has happened has been really incredible. Moses was raised in the house of Pharaoh in Egypt. He was a Jew by his nationality, and through some incredible circumstances, God uses him to basically help the people of Israel to escape the slavery that Egypt had them in. The people of Israel have seen this incredible, tumultuous set of things that God has done: the 10 plagues, the parting of the sea, the Egyptian army being decimated by the Red Sea. Now they're out into the wilderness, and God provides this miracle of bread or manna on the ground that they can eat. So God is providing for them through all of these things. And now they start to settle into life, a nomadic people wandering through the desert. And what happens is, the people are starting to wear Moses out. All of them are looking to Moses and saying, "Hey, Moses, we need you to, you know, tell us, what does God say about this or that or the other?" Imagine every situation, people looking to one person. And God does something really cool. He brings Jethro, which is Moses' father-in-law, to come visit and bring the family to see Moses. Jethro, you know, being an older and wiser man, immediately notices what's going on, and he calls Moses out in Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 18. He says to Moses, "Moses, this isn't okay. You know, why are you doing this very thing?" And he says, "This is going to wear you out. You're going to break under the weight of all of this." And what's really interesting is that Moses actually has humility to listen, that Moses has a blind spot and he needed someone else to come to him. God used that man to really speak life and wisdom into Moses. And what he tells him is pretty basic. "Hey, Moses, I want you to multiply yourself into good men and have good men be judges over thousands of people, hundreds of people, fifties of people." And in doing so, the weight of all of this pressure to try to make everything work in the community will be spread out to many men. Now, obviously, Moses takes that advice, but one thing that Jethro says to him is that, "Look, this will go well for you. God will bless you in this, in endurance and in peace." And I think, you know, the principle that we're really looking at here in this passage is that sometimes, you know, we need a hand. It's very easy for us to sometimes want to take it all on ourselves, to be like Moses and be the person. There's something about that, you know, is really appealing, that, you know, everyone's looking to us. We get the affirmation of being, you know, kind of the leader, the person in charge. But I think what Jethro came to Moses with is that, "Look, you're going to burn yourself out. This isn't healthy." And this whole idea of multiplying yourself into others, really, you see that in discipleship with Christ himself, that Christ multiplied himself into 3 guys really heavily, 12 guys, 70 guys. And then when he left, you know, he said, "I'm going to, you know, the Spirit's going to come and the church is going to be started through these people, these disciples." You see, it's really part of the missional movement of the church, is that discipleship, as that happens, the church grows. And I think personally, I think for all of us, that sometimes, you know, we take on too much, and we need to recognize that, you know, we need to multiply ourselves into people who can help us in all these things. And sometimes, you know, we just need the wisdom of a person who's kind of seen what we don't see. And it takes a lot of humility to listen. And I think wherever you're at today, that however these things really find you in your relationship with God, the question then remains, you know, what is it that God is saying to you through this passage? You know, are you spreading yourself too thin? Are you trying to take it all for yourself? You know, do you need a Jethro in your life? Someone who can help point that out and help you see, you know, the things that you don't see about, you know, what's going on in your life or even your relationship with God. I think that's why, you know, having an authentic community to be a part of is so important, that we need each other. Sometimes we need to be the Jethro for someone else. We need to watch how someone's living and be able to say to them with love, "Hey, look, there's a better way to do that." And I think in all of these things, God knits the church together to work together, to be an authentic community of followers of Christ. And so wherever you're at today, I just want you to submit your life to Christ. Say, "God, help me to see what I don't see. Help me to be a blessing to others. And help me to follow your plan for my life." Well, thank you so much for being part of the DriveCast today. Have a great day.